Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Apologies if you can hear music in the background. It just is what it is. But today's card is, and yes, apologies for not being online so much. I am still away on teacher training. But today's card is the Strength card. And it's not so much about being strong through hard times and stuff like this. It's finding the inner strength to let go of things and to have the strength to create inner peace and harmony. Kind of like trying something new every day, or adding that to, I don't know, your morning routine or your daily routine or your evening routine. But looking at your life and just thinking, well, this is what I have and this is what I want. This is what I need. Because what you want and what you need could actually essentially be two different things. You may be like, I don't know, spending lots of money to sort of find this inner peace, to find tranquility and harmony. And realistically, all you need maybe is just to be at peace with yourself, find out what your inner battle is. These kind of things. We've got a new moon coming up on Monday, which is a time for manifesting. And if you haven't received any of your manifestations, well, now would be a good time to revisit them and look at your life and be like, well, what have I actually changed in my life or adapted to in my life that allows me to accept what I have manifested? And if there are no actual changes or there's no change in your way of thinking, then that might be something that you want to look at. So like I said, the Strength card isn't about finding this energy inside you. It's more to find the willingness to let go of things that, you know, you don't really need. Because like I said, what you want and what you need might be two different things. Not always, but in some circumstances, some cases. Over this next couple of days before the new moon, it's a good time to start journaling. But not massive amounts of journaling, like short journaling and revisiting on a, I don't know, like a hourly basis, or a, because your mind focus might switch quite a lot because the new moon does have a tendency to mess with people's energies and their focus. But keep revisiting what you've written and then rewrite. And by Monday, hopefully you have some kind of plan where you can think, right, maybe this is what I want now, but is it really what I need right now? Maybe I can wait a little bit longer. So find that inner strength and don't let your ego take control of your circumstance just to get what you want just because you wanted it in that instant, in that hour. Give it a good long think. Well, not that long because there's only like 2 days left. But give yourself a bit of breathing space at the same time. I know it's a lot to take on, but it will definitely be worth it over the next week or so, because you'll find a few good things coming towards you just to keep you motivated. You might see a few more angel numbers, you might see, I don't know, something random, like, I don't know, a shoe on the street, which is symbol from the angels, I guess. But yeah, you know, keep your eyes open, don't be hard on yourself, and look for your inner strength to allow you to release things that you no longer need. Yeah, I will try and be back tomorrow with another card, but I've said that before, unless that didn't work out either. All right, bye.